This is Will the Thrill, and this is the off-script podcast. Okay, we're going.
And I'm Ashley, your co-host.
Why can't I be Will the Thrill?
You can be Will the Thrill.
All right, today we're tackling the best topic of our relationship, time. So this is going to be really fun. We're going to talk about time in three different areas of someone's career. So before they found success or before they've...
Gotten busy.
When they're building momentum, and then maybe after they've found a way to sustain that success, or they've been in the industry for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about time in real estate.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on this?
Well, it can control your life if you let it, by tasks and follow up and just everything that you chase in real estate with leads. So my thoughts on this are: figure it out early, or it will control your life.
Yeah. It's a pain point for a lot of people too.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just said a term before we started this, chaotically efficient.
Yes. And that's how I feel.
That's how you feel often. Yeah. So it never ends.
Yeah.
Even after you get to a place where you have you found some success in this industry,
mm-hmm.
time is always something that needs to be focused on, and we can all get better at.
Yeah. And I think if you're in sales just in general, you're always going to feel some sense of that chaoticness, because you're always... I mean, it's a time-based business, right? So mm-hmm. you're always chasing something, but it's figuring out how to find control over it so that you don't go crazy.
Yeah. So if you came to this episode thinking we're going to give you the secret sauce here, I think we're all figuring out as we go. You can time blocking is like a very, very overused term, I think, in our industry, but it's the right term. Mm-hmm. We do need to be time blocking, and I know everybody uses their calendar very, very differently. But we're going to tell you what's worked for us and what's not worked for us throughout these three different phases.
All right.
So starting out, when you're brand new in this industry, we had two totally different entrances
mm-hmm.
into this. I went full-time from the start, and you were starting doing it more of a part-time
mm-hmm.
while you had a full-time job and yep. salary. How did you manage that transition when it came to having such a high demanding job?
Well, at first, like when I really first got into real estate, I think I didn't really know what to do with my time. So I have a hard time answering that, because I don't think I did a good job at all of time blocking, because I didn't know what to do or how to prioritize my time. But when I had my full-time job at the same time of it, I mean, I had to be really efficient. So it was either get up super early and get task work done from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., and that would leave 6 to 8 o'clock for showings for me. And yeah. So I did a lot of time blocking then. But when I transitioned into real estate full-time, I think what I could have done in reflection that I didn't do, or that like new agents should be doing, is just always prioritizing time blocking for at least an hour a day of lead gen, and then maybe 30 to 40 minutes of follow-up at like bare minimum.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was never taught. I was spending all of my time like putting my business cards together and creating a website and like all of these things that didn't position me to create a pipeline.
Yep. It's funny, because in all three of these phases, you're going to hear the same word, which is lead gen.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to our agents this week, about what's one thing that would, if you did this better, you'd be more successful next year.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them had an answer that was related to lead gen, right?
Yeah.
So that's like the one thing we all know we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing that gets pushed off. But when you're in that beginning phase, there should be no reason you're not, right?
Yeah, I think we all avoid it, but literally nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how pretty of a website you have or how cool your business cards are if you're not talking to anybody.
That's right. I feel like at the beginning phases, it gets very easy to feel like you have a lot going on when you haven't done a deal. And you really got to step back and look at like what's happening with my 40 hours. I'm in sales. I'm in a sales job. And if I'm not spending half or majority of my time lead generating in those early phases when you don't have any pipeline built, like that, mm-hmm. that should be the only thing that you're doing at that time
mm-hmm.
outside of maybe training, skill set development. There's definitely some marketing stuff that is important to do during that time, but lead gen should really be that one block that never gets missed,
mm-hmm.
but it's the easiest thing to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get, you're doing more of your lead generation, whether it's database or cold lead gen, follow up as well. And I think a lot of people don't split that time block. It's just lead generation, and it's very broad, and people get to that time and they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you do like with that lead gen block to make sure that you're prepared to make certain calls?
I prep before my lead gen block and kind of organize and segment out what type of leads that I'm going to be calling for that day. So for me on Tuesday, it's THI. So those are my new construction follow-up days. Like I have them categorized so that I can be in that space of thinking. So if you're doing FSBO calls or expireds or whatever your lead funnel source is, then that's been helpful for me to be in that one track mind, because I'm having the same type of script, the same type of conversation with a bunch of FSBOs at the same time. So it just like you get in this flow state better if you're having the same styles of conversation back to back to back.
Yeah. Having like a structure
for your week. Yeah.
So you're not guessing, because that's what happens.
Yeah. Well, and then you spend all of your time researching during lead gen hour. If you're, you know, not prepared, then you're spending 20 minutes researching everything you need to do to talk to them about, to be prepared to get on the phone, for them just not to answer, and you just wasted 15 minutes.
Gosh, that's real.
That is real.
Hit the green button.
Yeah.
Hit call.
Yep.
What's going to happen? Same thing with for door knocking. When I started out and I was just door knocking, my main thing was just shut the car off and get my feet on the ground. Because if I do that and I get going, like once you knock on the door, someone's going to answer, or they're not. You're going to go to the next one, but eventually someone's going to answer. You have to start talking.
Yep.
So I think it's just getting into it and starting and not putting so much pressure on. Am I prepared? Do I know my script? Do I know everything about this person before I call them? And just getting into it, feeling comfortable. Yep.
Do the work.
Live with the results.
That's right.
So yeah, I feel that time block for lead gen is super important. Morning or afternoon? What do you think?
Morning.
Morning?
Morning for sure.
Get it out of the way?
Get it out of the way. Otherwise, you won't get it done and your day ends up controlling you. And then it leaves time for fun stuff if you feel accomplished for the day.
Yeah.
Like if that's your one goal for the day and you get it done and then everything else goes crazy, at least you know you got one thing done. You kind of built that level of confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I would say I totally agree. Get it done from like 10 to 12, 9 to 11, sometime during that time, because you're more apt to be successful doing that. When I door knocked, I know Jim and our broker, she also door knocks. We tend to do that in the afternoons more. If you're disciplined enough to do it, it just becomes hard, right? Because when something comes up, or family, or something might knock off your afternoon just because you weren't prepared, you didn't get done early. But you have better answer rates sometimes when you're door knocking in the afternoon. So after that 1 o'clock or two o'clock time frame, you might get more people to answer the door.
Yeah, true. People are coming home from school and kids pick up, all that.
Not saying there's only one way to do it, but you have to be really disciplined if you're going to do consistent lead generations in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. When I had it in the afternoon, it just never happened.
It never happens, right?
First, I'm not disciplined enough.
And that's most people. 100%, that's most people. When I did that structure, I was getting follow-up done in the first half of the day, any task work that I needed to get done beforehand, pricing out houses, those kind of things, preparing for appointments, and then making sure I never scheduled anything between 2 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, so you start working really hard, you're time blocking, following it to a T, and all of a sudden you start getting busy and you start doing some deals. What's time block like? How does your time change with in your relationship with lead gen?
It doesn't with lead gen, so that still shouldn't. So that's still a consistent phase of it. But now I feel like when you get in this flow state, when you first start getting busy, and then you're in it, and you're just in this flow state. Yeah, you're just in this groove and this momentum. Then it starts to just feel like you're on a treadmill, right? And so for me, it was, then I was having to almost block in time. I know this sounds silly, to like appreciate the wins and appreciate the small things or the successes that happen. Because I remember when I was in it and then like the success starts to come, it never feels like enough because you're not like enjoying the process of all of it. So I would literally have to remind myself to like pause and reflect and just appreciate the wins that we're starting to see.
Yeah, because that when you're in that first phase and you're trying to build some momentum of any kind, getting a deal done, your first one maybe, you transition to like maybe having 4 or 5 deals going, and then you're so in chaotic, it. Right? Yeah. That you forgot like how hard it was at the beginning. I love to call this a firefighter stage. Because that's what are you doing? We're putting fires out.
Yep.
And
you start to not enjoy it a little bit.
You don't.
If you're not appreciating it.
Yep. And the very first thing that leaves your calendar is the one thing that got you there, which is doing the work, lead generating, and talking to your people and focusing on database and sphere. I think it's like, it's crazy to think that, right? Like the first thing that goes away is the thing that got you there. And then what happens? And then you're back to zero.
Yep.
You don't have no deals. You have nothing. And now you're like, oh, what did I do? Or am I good at this? You start questioning your confidence.
I think that's where the roller coaster in the business comes. Like, people get really excited. You start to see the success because you get a couple of big paychecks once you start getting busy. And then, like you said, you stop the lead gen. And then that's where you have a lot of the agents who, you know, you have that up and down where you follow the seasonality of what's happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not consistent with the lead gen, like you're busy when everybody's busy, when the economy is good, when rates are low.
Yeah.
So if you stop doing that, you're going to be the, you always have a phrase for it. I forget what it is. The, like the up and down realtor, the whatever you say, the roller coaster realtor.
Yeah. You're on up and down. Cause like if your lead gen is inconsistent, your business is going to be inconsistent. Mm-hmm. That's just like, you've got to get it done early and you have to have a plan. Like in your time blocking, you need to put in there, like, who am I going to call tomorrow? Who am I going to call during my lead gen block? So it's just preparing.
Yeah.
When you build the momentum side of things, like, what are some of those leverage pieces that can help you stay and hit your time block? We're putting out fires. We know that things go wrong in deals and all these things. What are some like little tips and tricks to make sure you do get lead gen done?
Hire somebody. When you start to get to that point where you're spending more of your time working on task work that doesn't produce long-term results or revenue coming back into your business. You're spending all your time on transaction stuff or coordinating services with vendors and photographers. When you're doing things that you can hire that out to do, and that's intruding on your lead gen hour, and you're now unable to do it because you're busy enough where now you can't do it, then that's when you need to for sure hire and start leveraging out, whether that's TC, whether that's a personal assistant, an admin assistant, a scene manager, a marketing person, whatever that is. You okay?
Yeah, sorry.
So that you can get in that lead. Like, it never goes away. As long as you're a real estate agent and you're going to continue to be in the business selling houses, no matter how busy you are, that's like the one piece that doesn't ever go away. And then you leverage out everything else.
Yeah. Why do you think it's so hard for people to make that hire? In business, right? As a whole, you know that you need leverage in order to grow. Like, it's common sense in terms of business. But in sales, it's very challenging to make that first hire.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, fear of a few things. Like, what if I don't continue selling enough so that I can pay this person's salary? Or obviously it cuts into your profits, right? As a business owner, as a realtor, fear would be one of them. Or maybe their fear that they're not disciplined enough and they're not going to commit to doing the things such as lead gen that they have to do to ensure that that's like a successful hire. Like, it's fear, I think, for most of us. I mean, it was my fear of, now I'm responsible for somebody else and responsible for putting a salary, you know, a paycheck in their pocket. And I mean, it's scary at first.
Yeah.
You know, it's a risk, right? Mm-hmm. You look at it as a risk as somebody who's self-employed.
Yeah. And it,
for that first hire, the first one's the hardest, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. And you think about lead generation. I feel like when you build that momentum, if you do this the right way and it's database driven, and you're getting some referrals from here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that the lead generation is what's creating that. The lead generation is what's creating your success. And so I think when you need to hire, like, oh, what if those referrals don't come in? Or the only reason I got here is because this person said this and that wasn't because of my actions. You start to question, like, how did I get here? How did I get to a place where I'm finding some success and how could I sustain this? Mm-hmm. But it truly is just being consistent. Being consistent with making sure you're calling and asking great questions and staying in front of your people.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good plug for team opportunity too, just because it just naturally flowed into this. So I feel like if you're fearful to hire your first person or you're not quite at a point where you think you are busy enough where I need to go hire a full-time person or hire someone or don't feel comfortable with it and you want more of that soft landing, I think this is where a team can also come into play with the plug-and-play services where I now need to make time for lead gen, but I have a listing manager or these things that are offered on certain teams where I don't have to do all of those things anymore.
Yeah, and then we can, for us, we provide a structure to make sure here's what you're going to be focusing on with your lead generation, here's your lead funnel, and here's what you need to do. We'll take care of the rest of it.
Yep.
Okay, so you have a team, your top five agents in Omaha, and you found all the success. Now lead gen's easy and your calendar is just super simple, right?
I wish.
What's your calendar like now?
Oh, if I'm being honest, it is currently controlling my life. My calendar is, because I feel like it's the one thing that gives me a sense of control over my day by knowing exactly what's going to happen. But my calendar is currently broken up into lead gen is still always in there. I mean, I at least talk to 5 to 7 people a day. That comes a little bit more naturally now where it's incoming leads and conversations, but it happens. So mm-hmm. I count that as lead gen. So 5 to 7 people a day. And then the other parts of my day are talking to the people on my team that we have leveraged out to help support me in my deals. So I'm usually talking to our listing manager and our marketing person and my TC at least once a day of just like what's happening with pipeline, what needs to get done with upcoming listings, just to help us all stay organized.
Yep.
So working a little bit on the business in that aspect. And then the other parts of it is, you know, coaching, mentoring, helping with agents if things come in to us from a team lead aspect, and working on our business is moving the brokerage forward. So it's kind of broken up into 4 parts right now. Half of it working in my business, lead gen, and delegating work to the team. And then the other half is helping with running the brokerage and running a team and the operational sides of things that happen.
Yep. How do you track, or how are you able to track your numbers and what's happening and mm-hmm. if you're actually doing the work that you're wanting to accomplish?
How am I able to track it?
Yeah.
I have an app on my phone that I use to track every single time I have a conversation. It's like a big icon right on my screen. So I just track it with a number counter right there. And then every Monday before coaching, I go and upload it all in there. Mm-hmm. So that's how I track that. I mean, it's super simple. It's just
coaching,
it's
track your numbers
right in front of my face. Yeah. I have coaching, I track it daily, and then I look at my numbers weekly. And I think that's kind of, for me, that's motivating.
Yep.
When I can see data right in front of me showing the results, that helps motivate me to keep it going, because then I'm like, okay, I know what's working and I know where to spend my time now based on what the data is showing me with what we're tracking.
Yep. Yeah, I think with actually hitting some of your time blocks, if you can become disciplined to follow the structure, like what makes a great agent is being present. Mm-hmm. If you're able to be present with your people or your clients or your team or whoever it is, that's going to be what helps you succeed at a high level, because you're able to listen and build connections there. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can be focused on having a great calendar and a great structure, mm-hmm. that structure of your day allows you to be present. Because you're like, okay, I have mm-hmm. until this time.
Yep.
And it can, yes, it can run your life, but it can also bring you freedom if you follow it the right way.
Yes. And that's my goal, is to not be ran by my calendar. And so it's funny you say that, because I color coordinate and time block everything, but what I've been working on and how I continue to leverage is I pretty much put everything on my calendar that I'm doing. And then if it's something that I don't want to be doing anymore, I turn it green. And green means that's an admin task. That's something else for somebody that's not me. I don't know who yet. I don't have all the answers, but it's green.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that green starts to grow on my calendar, I was like, okay, now we're ready to hire and leverage that out. And so that's like what I do to continue to become either more efficient with my time or focus on the things that I want to be doing.
Yeah, very systematic.
I'm very systematic.
I feel like my calendar is much different than yours. I would not be able to operate how you do, but that's the beauty of it, right? Like you have to find what works for you. And for me, like on my calendar, I only want in-person meetings. Outside of that, I will get the stuff I need to get done when I can throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Just in-person meetings and like anything that's lead generated, follow up, anything sales related. But outside of that, I would prefer not to have a calendar that looks like yours.
Yeah.
Because there's so much on there, right? There's so much to accomplish. Yeah. So it can get like, where do I even start? It can be paralyzing.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I'm doing it currently, to not have my calendar look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I think spending the time documenting the things I don't want to do, even though it takes me a couple of extra minutes, is helping me. It's same with data with coaching, right? It's the data that I need to know how much time I'm spending on work that I don't like doing.
Yeah.
And so I look at that pain of like taking the extra step every day of doing that, of okay, in 3 months, I'm going to take all this off my plate.
Yeah. I think you do it, like you've done that for so long, but mm-hmm. you can look back 2 years ago on this week and see what you did, because you go back and make sure that
mm-hmm.
you don't only have what was on your calendar, you put on what you did.
I do, yeah.
Right? And so you actually
very detailed.
You have a very real look back of what, you know,
how I spend my time.
Late 2023, this is what I was doing. But if you reflect on that stuff, it's just like coaching and tracking. If you were to do a time audit just one time
mm-hmm.
and track your time for 3 days, you would understand where your problems are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you do that every day.
I do.
You're always auditing.
Yeah. I'm always auditing. I'm always editing my business, and I'm always figuring out what I do and don't want to do so that I can get to where I want to be and where I want to be spending my time and how I want to be spending that time.
Yeah. So,
and trying to enjoy it throughout the process, which is a challenge, right? That's where I have my ups and downs, but also trying to enjoy the like journey of all of this, even when it's hard.
Yeah. Well, no matter what phase you're in, there's something to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them. When you're not busy yet, you should be grateful that it's not chaotic. Right?
And then when it's chaotic, you should be grateful that you have the business.
Yeah, because you have that. Because some people don't have the opportunity to be able to help other people or to have deals in the pipeline. There's so much fear in our industry right now around like, what's going to happen? Should I even do this anymore? Should I find a different job? Is Zillow going to take over? There's fear in every different area of our business. And the people that are successful, just focus on one thing. Focus on your goal. There's enough deals to go around, and then somehow find discipline in your calendar.
That's right.
There's a couple things you can do, like tips, tricks. Mm-hmm. Number one, do a time audit for 3 days. Every single hour, set an alarm on your phone and just write down, what did I do for the last hour? And be honest. I was scrolling Facebook. I was scrolling Instagram for an hour. Okay, perfect. Was it intentional? Was it not? Write it down and then look back on the 3 days and see where your gaps are throughout your day and try to make those a little bit more efficient, or just fix 1 hour. Mm-hmm. If you can fix 1 hour, guess what you can replace that 1 hour with?
Yep. Put tools in place to help. Like, I know social media is a big problem for most people, and we've done time audits or they've given feedback on that. So if you know that you're doing that, just like literally go put your phone away. Obviously not during lead gen hour, but go put it away and go put it on a desk somewhere where it's out of sight, out of mind. So you're not even tempted to touch it.
Yep.
If you're trying to complete like a project or something that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Literally audit and be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to help you understand what you can do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. It won't never be perfect, but you'll figure out where your gaps are. Number two, if you're in a lead generation or a follow-up block, act as if it's an appointment. Ask yourself, when the call comes in and the fire you need to put out comes in, would I walk out of a listing appointment to take this call? Mm-hmm. And if the answer is no, hey, Miss Seller, I have to leave. My lender's calling, so I need to make sure I answer this. If you would do that in the middle of a listing appointment, that means you should probably take it. And if not, you should probably continue making your calls.
Yeah, I'll add on to that. I think that has been a game changer for me once you said that, because half the time those problems get solved before I have to return their call anyways. So if I'm getting calls from clients during lead gen hour, if I just wait like 3 hours, 90% of the time they've already figured it out and it's resolved and it didn't take another 4 hours of the day. I mean, I always follow up with them to see what it was I missed or listen to their voicemail. But majority of the time, a lot of your problems take care of itself if you just pause and let it work itself out.
That's right. People are resourceful. Mm-hmm. They'll figure it out.
Yep.
Inherently lazy, so they're going to ask you first. Mm-hmm. But people are resourceful. They're going to figure out exactly how to solve their problem so that it's off their plate.
Yep.
So stick to that. And like, your lead gen and your follow-up time blocks are appointments, because guess how you're setting the appointments that you're going on later? That one time block. Mm-hmm. If you do it the right way, it can completely change your business.
What's the third one?
That was it. There's a two.
Oh.
There's two.
Most people have 3 points. So I was waiting for the third one.
I said there are a couple. I mean, I hope I did. We'll go back and check the tape. Do you have a third one you want to add here?
No, I was patiently waiting to hear your answer and add to it. I was like, yeah, get it.
No, I did too. Okay, do we have anything else you want to cover here with time? Calendaring?
No, I think nothing to add. Just, I mean, enjoy the journey, right? I mean, that's what, no matter what phase of your career you're in, if you're struggling to find business, if you're in it on that treadmill, or if you've already found success and now you're just learning to appreciate it, but appreciate the chaos of it, is just enjoy every single phase of it, because you're always going to get to that like milestone of what you're working towards at that phase of your career. And when you get there, it like lasts 30 seconds, that like feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the beauty in all of it is trying to enjoy it even through all of the hard times and just what you're learning from it and what it's teaching you, so you can get to the next space in the phase of your life. Because when you get to the top of that mountain, like, there's no party. Like, you know, you hit the goal and then you're like, oh, that's great. And you're like, all right, on to the next thing.
December 31st hits. We got to restart the whole thing.
Yeah.
In our mind, that time construct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because sales, final point here, right? Sorry, keeping this going, but sales and real estate is so awesome because it's going to tell you exactly who you are. Mm. So however you're acting is who's going to come into your life. If you're a very, very chaotic person, you're going to get chaotic clients coming in. If you're joyous and enthusiastic, you'll have joyous and enthusiastic clients coming to you, because it's who you align with. So your pipeline and sales and who is coming into your life is going to explain who you're being right now. Mm-hmm. So like, pay attention to that. If you're, you know, not very happy, not very motivated, you're not going to get very motivated clients. And that's just how it is. But if you bring a sense of enthusiasm to what you do every single day, people are just attracted to that mm-hmm. energy.
They are.
So you got to enjoy it. Be yeah. grateful.
100%. All right. That was it.
That's it. Okay. That's all we got.
Wrapping it up.